Okay, during the month of Elul, we're continuing to learn for Zechus Refu Shleimer of Fal Moshe Elimelech Ben Basha. And this week, you can see the graphic to see it's sponsored by the Nagel family. Each day is a different yard site. What's today? Hey, Elul? Today's Vav. Vav Elul? I don't know. Today's Vav. So it's in the learning is Le'ilin Ishmas Ata Shlamis Bas Baruch Shal Halevi. And the learning today is also a Zechus for Refu Shleima for Tinok Ben Chana Bracha. So we mentioned very briefly in the first Chabura that we want to come back to the Rashis on the Mishnah. We'll see how many we can get to B'neder Mitzvah Hashem today. But the Chabur is, again, more Ha'arus on the Rashis. We're not really getting into the crux of all the sugyas yet, but important things that come up, and hopefully we'll discover some klalim as we make the Ha'arus. So we were mitzayin last time that Rashi, about Chamoso, is a little bit interesting, a little bit perplexing, because when the Mishnah lists the Tesvav Nashim, who are Peturos and Potros, their Tzaros and Tzarasayim, so the Mishnah says Chamoso. Rashi interprets Chamoso, the mother-in-law, as I'll read it for you. Chamoso Shemez Baila. Her husband passed away, so she was his mother-in-law. Her husband passed away. Unisa'a Achiv. So she remarried to this guy's brother. Umes, the brother dies. Belobanim. Now she falls to Yibam. Now that is a case of Chamoso, where she became his mother-in-law first. Then she was still his mother-in-law in that sense, but the husband had already passed away, the father-in-law passed away. Now she marries the brother. But Rashi could have said a much simpler case. Rashi could have said that, no, she's married to his brother. She's married to Reuven. Shimon comes and marries Bas Reuven. So now Shimon's mother-in-law is Eshes Reuven, meaning his sister-in-law is his mother-in-law. So now when Reuven, Shimon's wife passes away. And then his mother-in-law loses her husband. Now she's going to fall to Yibam, to the son-in-law. So he's a current son-in-law, and he was a son-in-law all along. Much simpler case. It's a regular mother-in-law. So why did Rashi go out of his way to talk about such a strange formulation? So you look in the Rishonim. The Rishonim are really pick up on this or talk about this or offer different explanations. But if you look, the Me'iri does bring the simple pshat in the Mishnah. The Me'iri says, if I read it to you now out of context, it won't prove it to you, but I'll read you the words so you can find it later if you want to. But it's clear in the Me'iri that he assumes the simple case that we said you should have said. V'al derech zeh, that's what you have to read the context to understand what al derech zeh is, and then you'll see that diyuk. But al derech zeh, atem mefarish iser zeh bechamoso, kigon, simply put, shemes Reuven bal ha'im, that Reuven was the brother, he was the bal ha'im, meaning Reuven was the brother and also the husband of the mother of your wife, so he was the father-in-law. The mother-in-law was the wife of Reuven. V'nizdaku nishosav l'Shimon. And then Reuven's wives go down to Shimon, the son-in-law. So simply put, the mother-in-law's husband passes away. The mother-in-law and all the tzaros are going to be, that's the shayla, should they be nizdakek to Shimon. So very simple case, the way Rashi should have said it. So why did Rashi twist around into a pretzel to say such a funny case? So you saw the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. So we keep Eger in the Taisus on Mishnayos, in his commentary on Mishnayos. You'll look if you didn't see it. It's short. So he says a very simple, honestly, but very geshmaka teretz. He's not the first one to say it. The Rivash, Achbonim point out the Rivash. I don't know, the Cheshek Shlom in the back of the Gemara says it in a way that he's like upset Rabbi Akiva Eiger for forgetting that the Rivash said it. But everyone knows the Rivash said this earlier. Erech Lener quotes it as well. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Udi Mei, so they all give the following teretz. Behektem Sugya later on. The Gemara on Sadi Dalaram and Beis is going to have a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmal. The machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmal is a case of Chamoso Le'achar Misas Ishto. So if you have a regular father-in-law, mother-in-law, son-in-law, daughter case, so a person's wife and she has two parents, and Chamoso is asertim as his mother-in-law, it's one of the arayos, fine. Now his wife passes away. Eshes Shimon passes away. So his mother-in-law is still alive, but his wife passed away. So is that still the Isser Chamoso that the Torah was talking about? So this is a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Mishmal. Rabbi Shmuel says that Chamoso, even though it's La'achar Misas Ishto, even though his wife already deceased him, but the mother-in-law still remains, that Chamoso, La'achar Misas Ishto, is Bisreifa according to Rabbi Yishmael. She's still fully Bisreifa. Same as it always was. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva says, and this is where it's a little unclear, he learns from a pasuk, you have to look there, that she's no longer Bisreifa. So Rabbi Yishmael says, Chamoso la'achar misas ishto is still Bisreifa. Rabbi Kiva says, no, she's no longer Bisreifa. Okay, so she's no longer Bisreifa. What is she? What's the Isser? Is she still Chamoso? Is it the regular Isser? So that's Machlok as we've shown him. Taisus on the daf over there, they argue that Rabbi Kiva is saying there's no Sreifa, which is what the simple pshat in the Pasuk is. There's no Sreifa. I think the Gemara, learning from Pasuk. The simple pshat in the Gemara is there's no Sreifa. There's a Ptura Sreifa. However, there certainly is the same Lav. It's the same Isser. And Tosfos say it's even the Isser Karis. I think the Lashon Gemara is it's Isura Ba'alma. So the way Tosfos read Isura Ba'alma is, and this is what the Rishonim argue on, but the Tosfos read, Isura Ba'alma means it's the same Isser, but it's only the Isser. It's the Isser Ba'alma and not Sreifa. So it loses Sreifa, but only Sreifa. Ah, so it's still the Isser Lav of Chamoso, and it still has the same Chiv Karis. That's what Tosfos assume. The Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Yisur Rabiyah, Halacha Ches, it's in parentheses, so I don't know how to, maybe it's a longer Halacha Zayin, I don't know. Ba'aleha la'achar mises ishto hara elu b'karis ve'ein b'ahim mises beistin. Meaning there's still the Isser Karis, the same way Tosfos told us on Sadi Dalet in Maseches Yevamos, but there's no longer an Isser Sreifa. That's all Rabbi Kiva meant to say, was that the Isser Sreifa disappears. So far, so good. That's one side of the Machlokas. Rashi, we saw last year, Maseches Sanhedrin, Ayin Vav Mem Beis, says differently. Rashi says that in Rabbi Kiva, he says, Rabbi Kiva, Savar, Eshen, Shtehen Mashma, Bachikamar, Im Ishto Kayemes, Tisarev Chamoso. If his wife is still alive, she's Bisreifa. Vim lav, if the wife is no longer alive, chamoso la'achar misas ishto, ein kan onesh sreifa, there is no sreifa. So if you stop there, it's just like Tosfos. But then Rashi says, ella iser arur shochev im chos noso. So Rashi says, the only thing that's left over after misas ishto by chamoso is there's an arur of a person living with his mother-in-law. So with the Rishonim assume in Rashi, and they themselves take his side as well, is that Rashi's saying more than Tosfos. Tosfos thought that Isura Ba'alma means it's now the same Isser, just without with a Ptur Sreifa, but it still has the Isser and it still has Karis. Rashi's saying two steps lower. First of all, there's no Karis according to Rashi. Never mind there's no Sreifa, that's obvious. That's the Gemara, I have to say no Sreifa. There's no Karis even, says Rashi. And even more so, it sounds like Rashi's saying the Isser Lav doesn't apply anymore. It's a different lav. It's still usser. It's not mutter now. It's not allowed. But it's the isser of arur shachiv mchos naso. It's the isser of being with one's of being with one's mother-in-law is a separate isser once there's misas ishto. So it's an entirely new lav, or we're going to rephrase that later on. Blin adar mitzvah Hashem. But it's not exactly the same carryover of the lav with a ptur sreifa. It's a ptur sreifa. It's a ptur karis, and it's only bechlal arur shachiv mchos naso. If you look in the Ramban and you look in the Rashba on Sadi Ches in Maseches Yevamos, you'll find the same thing. They quote Rashi, they quote the Rambam. This is not discovering America here. They quote all the Rishonim saying the same thing. But the Ramban and the Rashba are certainly on Rashi's side of things. The Magid Mishnah quotes all of this in the Yad as well. The Rashba makes the point on Sadi Ches that the Gemara's Lashon of Isura Ba'alma doesn't sound like Tosfos. Isura Ba'alma doesn't sound like we said before that the Taich is it's just the Isser that's left. It sounds like the Taich is, it's an Isser Ba'alma. The only thing there is an Isser, but there's no more Onesh. That's what it really sounds like. That there's no more Sreifa, obviously, and there's not even any more Karis. It's an Isser Ba'alma. That's what the Rashba says the Diak and the Gemara is, like him, like the Ramban, like Rashi. Oh. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, and again, we're saying Rabbi Kiva Eger for convenience. Other people said this as well, before and after. But says Rabbi Kiva Eger like this, Rashi's Lishitaso in our Mishnah. Because Rashi understood Chamoso is only going to be Bekaris so long as it's Bechaye Ishto, so long as his wife is still alive. So if he wanted to describe our Mishnah of Chamoso, he would have had to, and the regular case, it would be a case of La'achar Misas Ishto, because otherwise it's Ishu Bita, otherwise the mother-in-law and the daughter are still alive, it's not Shayach. So the case would have had to have been, if he was, again, Shimon was married to Reuven's Reuven's daughter. So now his father-in-law, mother-in-law, Reuven, and his wife. So you would have had to wait for Shimon's wife to pass away in order to allow this Yibam case to come through. So it would be a case of Chamoso, his mother-in-law, Taka, but it's La'achar Misa. So according to Tosfos, it's still a regular Isser Kare, it's still a regular Arayos. So it's Shayach to say the case. Like the Meiri said, the simple case is one in which you're going to pater from Yibam, because it's regular Chamoso, even La'achar Misa Zishto. However, Rashi understood Rabbi Kiva's Shita to be that La'achar Misa Zishto, there's no longer an Isser Kares at all. There's not even the Isser, the original Isser Lav. There's no Sreifa, no Kares. It's just Be'arur. And therefore, Rashi couldn't say that Pshat in the Mishnah. He had to go to this funnier case of, again, of the mother-in-law remarrying to his brother later on, that in order to find the case of Chamoso. It's important for our Mishnah to say Pshat in the Mishnah. It's also Halach L'maisa that's important, because what would come out, and B'li Nedar, we'll touch on this in a second, what would come out is that for Rashi, the case of Chamoso La'achar Misas Ishto, the case of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, Chamoso La'achar Misas Ishto, there should be a Tfisas Kedushin, right? It's just an Isser Lav. There's no Kares, there's no Sreifa, there's no Kares. So there should be a Tfisas Kedushin, which is why it wouldn't pater from Yibam. So if that's the case, then Avad, you're not going to have a case of Yibam where you're Miyabim, the Chamoso, but she would be Shayach to Chalitza. Chamoso La'achar Mises Ishto would need Chalitza. Masha'en Kane for the Rambam and Tosfos, that there's still an Isser Karis here. She's in Gansin, she's Pater from Yibam and Chalitza. There's no Shayach as a Tvis Fusion. What was that? Okay. I agree with. That's within Bira Mishnah. I'm saying Halach L'maisa. If we pass the Rabbi, we don't pass the Rabbi Kiva on Tfisas Kedushin by Lavin. So within the Mishnah, you're correct. But I'm saying if we were writing a Shulchan Aruch, which we're going to see soon, there was a person who wrote a Shulchan Aruch on El Zivim. So he's going to hold like Rabbi Kiva on one, not the other. So, but yeah, that would be true. Now the final, the Makad Patish over here is that, so what? So say the Mishnah according to Rabbi Kiva, what's the big deal? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, again, the Rivash already said this, that no, you see the Gemara and Daf Tes later on, the Gemara and Daf Tes, we're going to get there, says that Tana Didon Beplug to Lo Kamairi, that our Tana, the author of our Mishnah, he didn't want to get into Machloka, so he was trying to say things L'chule Alma. So Rashi saw a Mishnah, he says Chamoso is one of the Tes of Nashim. What's Chamoso L'kule Alma that's going to pater from Yibam? Well, if it's Chamoso of the regular case of just the mother-in-law, like we said before, La'achar Mises Ishto, she's going to pater, but only according to Rabbi Yishmael, not according to Rabbi Kiva. So Rashi said, I can't interpret the Mishnah in this simple way, because that would only be according to one Manda Amar and the Tanayim. So says Rashi, I have to say it that it's L'kule Alma, that even Rabbi Kiva will agree. So I'll say this convoluted case of B'chayi Ishto, of Chamoso that was then Nis'es to his brother, and you'll be able to say the Mishnah L'kule Alma. Good? Clear enough from Rabbi Kiva Eger? Okay. So a couple of kashas in the Rabbi Kiva Eger. First of all, we said before, there's a whole Shulchan Aruch on these halachos. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Tesvav, I don't think it's on the shelf, so I couldn't pull it off today, but and I didn't copy and paste it, but you'll look inside in Siman Tesvav. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins Bipshitos, he doesn't quote a Yeshomer, he just says straight up, he says, like Tosas in the Rambam, that Chamoso La'achar Mises Ishto is going to be poteres from both Yibam and Chalitza. No question. He doesn't have any Chiv Chalitza by Chamoso La'achar Mises Ishto. The Dagla Mevava, the Nodvi Huden, is commentary on the side. He quotes from the Knesset HaGedolah that that's strange that the Shulchan Aruch was so seen this way. The Shulchan Aruch and the Tur. Nobody quotes Rashi and the Ramban and the Rashba, which are pretty serious heavy hitters in the Rishonim. Why isn't there a Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch that no, there's still a Chiv Chalitza, because a Chamoso La'achar Misas Ishto has a Tvisas Kedushin, because there's no Isser Karis. So why didn't the Shulchan Aruch, why didn't the Tur quote the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rashi that we just quoted, and say that according to them there's a Chiv Chalitza by Chamoso La'achar Misas Ishto? If you look in the Pesach Tshuva, he quotes the same Kasha. I think the Nodvi Huda asked it in his Sefer Nodvi Huda also, so he quotes from there, but it's on the side of the page of Dagmar Baba too. That's the first question. The second question, and this you'll find in that back of the Yaakov Mefarshim, the Cheshek Shlomo brings this, others do as well, is that the Hanacha Rabbi Akiva Eger seems to be incorrect. The Gemara on Daf Tes does have a discussion that maybe Tana Didan Beplug to Lo Kamairi, but the Maskanas HaSugya over there is seemingly Tana Didan Yeh Beplug to Kamairi, that our Mishnah does Misyaches, it is Misyaches, to Machloiksis, to things that aren't L'Kulei Alma. So Rabbi Akiva Eger has one mandam in the Gemara that says Tana Didan Beplug to Lo Kamairi, but we don't hold that way. That's not the Maskanas HaDvarim. The Ritva asked this Kasha on Rashi also, not an hour Mishnah, but if you look on Daf Beis Mabez, I'm not going to get into it right now, just in the interest of time, but if you look on Daf Beis Mabez, whatever it is, in the Rashi, it's the first Rashi on the page, I think, right? Yeah. Eishas Achiv Shalahaya Ba'olamo. So Rashi interprets Eishas Achiv Shalahaya Ba'olamo to be a case of, one second, Nolad V'achakach Yibem. Nolad v'acharachach, this isn't so meaningful to you now because we're not into it yet, but nolad v'acharachach yibim, and the assumption is that Rashi did that because it's l'kulei alma, that even Rabbi Shimon will agree later on, there's going to be machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan about this, even Rabbi Shimon will agree, not just yibim v'acharachach nolad, where only the Rabbanan say so, but he wanted a case that was l'kulei alma. So the Ritva says, cute that you want a case that's l'kulei alma, but the maskanas hasugya later on is that we don't hold tana b'pukta lo kamairi, we hold tana b'pukta ye kamairi. So why is Rashi bending over backwards to try to interpret things according to all the mandamars in the Gemaras and the Mishnah? So the Aruch Lener on Beis Mabez says, Enachanami, the Rashi's Lishitaso, he holds like the mandamar, Tana Pukta Lo Kamairi. I don't know. Apparently there's a Machlokas Rishonim, what the Maskanas HaSuki is. Rabbi Akiva Eger thought that Rashi was Lishitaso, the Aruch Lener makes that Hara there too. But it's difficult. It's not the Maskanas HaSuki. Yeah, lastly, the Achronim point to... The Achronim points to a Rashi later on. Rashi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Rashi there says when the Gemara is talking about trying to find the case of Chamoso that's Mima Enes. It's a strange case to have Chamoso who's a Ketana. So how do you have Chamoso Mima Enes? So Rashi says Kigon She Yalda Bekatnusa. She had a baby when she was young, a minor. Vekidesh Achiv Esbita. Then the brother is Mekadesh. The daughter that was born in the youth of this lady. So now the brother, let's say Shimon, was Makadish, the daughter. So Shimon is a son-in-law to Aktana. Because she had a baby when she was little. So he's a son-in-law to Aktana. V'nimseis zos chamoso Aktana. So now you could have chamoso mimma enes. So what's the case of a chamoso there? It's a chamoso of regular, like the Meiri told us, not like Rashi in the Mishnah. It's a chamoso where the guy is just married to the daughter of the lady. It's a regular case of chamoso. It's not this convoluted case where she, her husband dies and she remarries his brother. No, he's married to the daughter of this ketana. It's chamoso kipshuto, what Rashi didn't say in the Mishnah. So here, it's mevor lahedya. Here, Rashi is comfortable saying chamoso is the regular case of chamoso, and that would have been, whatever, you have to figure out the mimanis piece, but if not for the mimanis piece, that's a pashut case of chamoso, which is poter, miyibum. So Rashi's saying the case that we're saying Hidafka didn't say in the Mishnah? So simple answer is what? It's not the Mishnah. So he doesn't have to say l'kulei alma, but not so simple. Not simple for two reasons. First of all, not so simple. We'll leave it for now. So, three questions basically. First of all, why is if there's a good machlokas you're showing him here, why is it left out of the Shulchan Aruch? Additionally, Rashi is being noke like kulei alma always, but it seems like that's not maskanas hadvarim. Thirdly, Rashi himself later on is comfortable. It gets comfortable with the fact that you can say the regular case of chamoso, and seemingly you can't say that the Mishnah was Rashi's parish in the Mishnah was dafka because he has the other parish later on Daf Yud Beis. Good? Ivamus? Ivamus. Okay. You'll tell me if something's not clear. Okay, so what's the pshat in Rashi then? Why? Yeah.
What do you mean?
So let's say you can't. But it still shows you that you could have a case of a chamoso that's regular. Then it's dafka according to... What, it's dafka according to Rabbi Yishmael?
Right.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe you have to say that. The Chizur Shlomo had a little bit about this. You have to look if he... Because he had a different mahalach in general of... I don't know if anyone saw the Chizur Shlomo in the back, but he had a different mahalach in general of trying to show that the Mishnah couldn't have been Rabbi Yishmael. that's going to be hard with what you just said, probably. But, right? Right. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of cheshbon there, but that Gemara is explaining the Mishnah, so you have to get comfortable with being Rabbi Shmuel, but not being able to be Rabbi Shmuel. So I don't know the cheshbon, but I hear. Okay, so if we're stuck, we're stuck. So if you look in the Maharam in the back of the Gemara, so the Maharam makes this, he makes the diak in Rashi. Hey, why did Rashi leave out the regular case? And the Maharam says, Enachanami, Rashi was lav dafka in the Mishnah. He just says lav dafka. Hu adin da hava matzi lefrushe, could go on Shimon Shanasa Bas Ruvain. It could have said the simple case of a regular mother-in-law, son-in-law. Could have said a regular case. Ve'ein leRuvain zera achar umesa. Umesa osa bas. So now it's achar mesa zishto. Ve'achgach mes Ruvain. Ve'nafla eshes Ruvain shi chamosu shal Shimon. Lefnei Shimon libam enachanam. You could have said that. Ay, it's chamosu la'achar mesa zishto. No. It still would have worked. I mean, you have to figure out what about Rabbi Kiviger's whole shtickle Torah from before. But you would say that you have to say from all the kashas that the diuk in Rashi is lav dafka. The other possibility is dafka. Rashi did dafka choose the case of chamosu that's more convoluted, and not the case of chamosu la'achar mises ishto, but for an entirely different reason. Some of the Achronim say, but now I'm thinking there's a kash on this, so we'll have to, I'll say it anyway. Some of the Achronim say, there's a Gemara later on Daf Lamed Beis, where the Gemara talks about if you have an Ishas Ach, a sister-in-law, Ishas Ach, and she becomes Achos Ishto. She's first your sister-in-law, then she becomes the sister of your wife. When you meet the Bachmans, we'll start to use them as an example. But not everyone here knows them yet. So you have Isser Eshes Ach, that's Kodem to Achos Ishto. Okay? So there, the Gemara says she's still not Mesia Bemes, because the Isser of Achos Isha, even though it's not Chal, because she's already Eshes Ach, that Isser of Achos Isha, it's Mitla Tali, meaning Mitla Vakai or something. It hangs. It hangs over in the air. And the second that Eshes Ach goes away, because Mitzvah Zibum says Paka Isser Eshes Ach, so then swoops in the Isser of Achos Isho, and you're never going to be able to marry this lady. That's the Gemara assumes. But the Gemara says that because Isser Achos Ishto is always hovering over in the air, because of that, therefore, lo paka Isser Eshes Ach. Therefore, the Isser of Eshes Ach will never dissipate. It will never disappear. It will never get knocked off, because then the Isser of Achos Isho is going to swoop in. So Yibum's not docha the original Isser Eshes Ach in the first place. That's what the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Beis. So Tosis there say that you see from the Gemara, that what's the p'tur in that case? The p'tur in that case is not Achos Ishto. The p'tur in that case is actually Eshes Achiv. Because the Gemara says, since Achos Isho is always mitlakai, it's always hovering over this lady, and if you would have a hafka of Eshes Ach, you would taka have Achos Isha. Because of that, the Gemara says, lo paka Eshes Ach, meaning, what's the holdup here? What is she usher to him as? It never gets to Achos Isha. Make sense? Did I follow that? It never gets to Achos Isha. So say the Achronim, the same thing might be true here. Rashi says Chamoso. So let's say the guy marries his brother's wife's daughter. So it's his sister-in-law's daughter. So what is she first? First, she's his sister-in-law. She's Eshes Ach. Then she becomes Chamoso. Then she becomes his mother-in-law. So now when his wife passes away and her husband passes away, it's not a Shidduch. Why not? Because she's Chamoso? No, one second. It's because first she was Eshes Ach. Chamoso never settled in because it can't settle on top of Eshes Ach. Now Eshes Ach is supposed to be Hufka because of Yibam, but it can't because Chamoso will swoop in. So what's the Isser ultimately? Eshes Ach, not Chamoso. So that's just something I heard him say, a fancy pshat. That's why Rashi had the Dafka say the other case. Because in a regular case of mother-in-law, son-in-law, it's not actually Chamoso which Asers her to him. It's actually Eshes Ach, because it never gets to Chamoso, because mitlakai, you can never have the hafka of Chamoso. I only thought of this now, but how does that work with Rashi and Daf Yud Beis? Rashi and Yud Beis entertains the possibility of a simple Chamoso. If not for Mimanis, it would have been a regular case of Chamoso. But why would that be? It's still Kadma Eshes Ach, so I don't know. I have to figure out how that works with the with this Mahalach. I don't know. If not for the fan, maybe this is Akasha, I don't know. If it's not Akasha, either way, But the simple pshat that I would have suggested, the simple pshat, and I think that I saw later that Aruch Lanier quotes this, he says this, and then he says he saw later that the Rivash said the same thing. But this would have been a simple teretz to me. On that Beis and Beis, the Gemara has the whole Shak Levataria, which Isurim should come first in the Mishnah. So there, at the stage where the Gemara suggests that Chamoso should have come earlier, it said, listen, Chamoso, why? It's Bisrefa. So what case of Chamoso is Bisrefa? Likulei Alma, according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Kiva, which case of Chamoso is Bisrefa? Only Chamoso Bechaye Ishto. So Rashi had to interpret Chamoso Bechaye Ishto and not Chamoso La'achar Misas Ishto because he needed a case of Chamoso Bisrefa, simple pshat. That's the reason why Rashi did it. Not because of a fancy Shtikal Torah about Ptur Kares, but because it would have been one of the arayos that's poter from Yibam, but it would have been one of the arayos that's poter from Yibam, but it wouldn't have been Bisrefa. So if it's not Bisrefa, Rashi didn't want to have a case like that in the Mishnah, because the Gemara is clearly assuming it's a regular case of Bisrefa. So just when all the dust settles, Rashi had some hechrich, one of the last two things we just suggested. He had some hechrich, either the simple or the fancy hechrich, to say that our Mishnah was dafka talking about Chamoso in that funny, convoluted case, not Chamoso who was just married to his brother. There was a hechrich to say that. But lehalacha, we didn't dispute anything. Lehalacha, Rashi does hold that Chamoso la'achar misas ishto is not bikaris. That's a Rashi in Sanhedrin. That's a Ramban and a Rashba. We didn't have any kashas on that. We had kashas on trying to use that to explain why Rashi didn't say this way in the Mishnah. Fine. So we pushed away Rabbi Kiva Iger. We said some other mahalchim. Fine. That's all good. But Rashi does hold the halacha that Chamoso la'achar misas ishto is obviously not besreifa, but not even bekaris. And what we said until now is that Rashi in the Mishnah could very well have said Chamoso la'achar misas ishto. Just for some hechrich, he couldn't say it in the pshat in the Mishnah. But you see on Daf Yabez that Rashi does agree that Chamoso la'achar misas ishto does pater from Yibam. You see that in the Rashi on Yabez. And we're saying even the pshat in the Mishnah, it's not dafka. He could have said the other pshat as well, if not for other technicalities. So Rashi's shita then, if you put it all together, is still that, yeah, Chamoso la'achar misas ishto is pater from Srefa and pater from Kares. And yet there's still a Ptur Yibam, and Saras Yibam, and Chalitza, etc. And again, if he didn't hold that way, we have a kasha on the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch left out a whole group of Rishonim, Rashi, Rashba, Ramban, so clearly they are in agreement. They all assume, that's what the Shulchan Aruch assumed, that everyone's in agreement that that even Chamoso, La'achar Misas Ishto, is going to pater from Yibam Chalitza. So now the question's on us, because Rabbi Kiva Eger helped with this, but the question's on us. So what's the pshat then? How could you have a case of Chamos la'achar misas ishto, which according to Rashi, Rashba, Ramban, is a ptur karis? Why would that pater from Yibam and Chalitza? Yibam, pashat, it's going to pater from, because Ara shochid and chos naso. But why does it pater from Chalitza? There's a tfisas kedushin, there's no karis. Everyone with me still or no? Okay. So, we'll distill it briefly, not only in the interest of time, but also because we have to develop this more as we go. But it's kedai, I think, to look this up, especially because I think we're going to come back to it. Yeah. Where? By Yibam?
In this case.
Because it's an essay in Bokaris? No, Yibam would be an essay. Ar is a lav.
So then I say the fullest essay.
Right, below Kares, you're saying.
Yeah.
And you said Yibam?
Yeah, there should be there be a shame.
Right. What we're about to say is going to counter what you said, but I don't have at this stage of what I presented so far, I don't have a good answer to your question in terms of setting up the question. It happens to be what we're about to suggest, we'll address that. But the way I just presented it now, I have to think about if I have an answer to what you said. So Rav Shach has a Shtikal Torah, and it's in Isurei Bia in Perek Beis. Again, it's kedai to see. where he basically develops the following yisod, and he develops it based on the Shaka L'Dharya on Daf Gimel, which I think you have to see inside to appreciate. So I'm not going to say I did write down his lashon here, but I'm not going to read it all to you now. But basically, what he explains is that we have to think when it comes to the p'tur of erva, what's taka the p'tur of erva? What's the p'tur of arayos that someone who's an erva is not going to have the mitzvah yivam, not going to have chalitza? So like this, we think, based on the Gemara Daf Gimel, and based on the way we go through things quickly, so we think the p'tur is that when there's a chiyuv karis, when there's an arayos which has a chiyuv karis, so the fact there's a chiyuv karis, and this is bolstered by the fact that we know there's a connection to the fact that there's no tfisas kedushin, so the arayos that have a chiyuv karis are doiche the mitzvah of yibam. Arayos that have karis push off the mitzvah of yibam. And you could get that impression, what Morel just quoted from the Gemara in terms of Ein Esidoch Lose Shebek Karis. So you could have thought that that means that since there's Karis by this Lav, it therefore is Doche the Mrs. Esse, meaning that Mrs. Esse is not Doche. But he says, Al Karchach, that's not the Pshat. And again, here's where you have to read inside to see the Shaka L'Dharya and how it reads. But he says, Al Karchach, that's not the Pshat. Once we understand that Ein Esidoch Lose Shebek Karis, the minia from Yibam, the p'tur from Yibam, doesn't stem from Ein Esidoch Lose Shebekaris. It stems from the Shem Erva. Meaning someone, a person who has a Shem Erva, a Chalos Shem Erva, she's a Cheftza of Arayos. Again, you have to remember this Yisod, because we're going to come back to it from the opposite angle at some point soon, not today. Someone who has a Chalos Shem Erva to her, she has the Shem Erva, so such a person potters from Yibam. We get that in the Gemara. What's megala that is the fact that Ein Esidoch Lose Shebekaris. But the Maskanas HaSugya is that the Daiche, or the Minia, or the Ptur from Yibum and Chalitza is not the Karis Sheba, it's the Shem Erva Sheba. Says Rav Shach like this. You have a whole Gemara in Sanhedrin and in Yevamos later on that tells us that when you have a Chamoso La'achar Misas Ishto, she no longer has a Chiv Srefa. Okay, so according to Tosfos and according to the Rambam, she no longer has a chiyuv sreifa. Is she still one of the arayos? Avada. She has karis. She's still an iser karis. She's still a regular erva of chamoso. Very good. So we understand why that path is from Yibam Chalitza. But comes Rashi, comes the Ramban, comes Rajba, and says, no, she no longer has an iser karis. Okay, so let me ask you now. Is she still an erva? So we think, no, she's not an erva. She has no iser karis. She has no chiyuv karis. Says Rav Shach, and the other Achronim say this as well. No, she's still the same Shem Erva. She's a Shem Erva with a Ptur of Karis. She's not no longer an Erva just because she had a Karis. Karis was never the Poter. Karis was never the exception to the rule of Yibam. Erva, Arayos, was the exception to the rule of Yibam. This Chamoso, even La'achar, Eshes, La'achar, Mises, Ishto, even at that point, this Chamoso is still and Erva, she still has the same shame Erva with a p'tur from Karis. If that's the case, so then it's true. Rashi, 100% Rashi holds, like we said until now, Rashi holds that there's a p'tur Karis, and she's qualitatively different after you have a Misas Ishto. But according to Rashi, that's not enough to get you out of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, meaning Tesvav Nashim Hupater, from Yibam and Chalitza, means there are Tesvav Arayos, there are Tesvav Shemos Erva, there are 15 types of women, meaning Chalos Shem of women, who pater from Erva. A Chamoso is one of them. A Chamoso Bein Bechai Ishto, Bein Bemisas Ishto, because a Chamoso she is nonetheless. She has a Ptur Kares, she has a Ptur Srefa, she's Be'aror, but she's still the same Shem Erva. It's not the Isser Kares, it's not the Maisa Isser either, which we'll see later. It's not the Isser Kares that paters from Yibam, it's the Shem Erva, and she still retains that even after the Ptur of Kares. So the Shulchan Aruch is good. All the Rishonim, they disagree about what you're chayiv when you're boel a chamoso la'achar misas ishto. They are chilek on that, whether it's karis or not. But everyone agrees that there's a shame erva. Everyone agrees that she's still an arayos, that she's still chamoso, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says, without any cholkim, without any yesh omrim, that everyone agrees that a chamoso, even la'achar misas ishto, is going to be pottering from yibum, avada, and from chalitza. Ellie, that's why, again, my presentation of the question didn't address this, But in the answer, the dechia is not the kare shebo, it's the shem erva shebo. So it doesn't get off the ground. You're not going to have yibam. But again, the way I presented the question, I don't think I accounted for that. Everyone, okay, moving down the page. So Rashi comments, again, there's 15 women over here. So Rashi comments, well, maybe we'll start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Bito is one of the arayos, one of the Nashim Hapotros Me'ibam, and also Bas Ishto. So the simple mashmas in the Mishnah is that those are two different arayos, Bito and Bas Ishto. What do you mean? Bito is Bas Ishto. Bas Ishto is Bito, I should say. So Rashi understands that that's an issue, and therefore he comments as follows. He says, Bito dehacha. When the Mishnah first says Bito, before it says Bas Ishto, it says just Bito. When the Mishnah says Bito, Bito dehacha is Bito me anusaso kamairi. There's a messed up gersa in the Ritva. In the footnotes, he tries to defend it sometimes, but I think ultimately he also falls out that it's a messed up girsa. He writes, me arusaso. But it's pretty obvious everywhere else that Rashi said anusaso. But ubita dahacha, I don't know, does the Haggadah Tzionim even quote this? I don't even know. Yeah, say arusaso? I didn't even look. Either way, the accepted girsa is anusaso. So if he's ma'anis and isha and has a daughter from that, so that's bito me'anusaso. That's what bito means. V'chein bas bito, bas beno, all of those permutations in the Mishnah. The ilu bito me ishto, because bas ishto, hainu bas ishto, that's the second case in the Mishnah. De kevan de ksiv isha ubita, because the Torah says, isha uvita, lo shna mimenu lo shna meisha acher, it doesn't matter if it's his daughter from his wife or his wife's daughter from a different man. Aval bito me anusaso, lo yafale mehacha. But bito me anusaso is a different limud, it's different yalfusa entirely. The isha is the kicker. The isha ayide kiddushin mashma. Shehu ishas. Because, says Rashi, when the pasuk says isha uvita, it clearly means bas ishto, and not bas anusaso. Why? Because the word isha is like ki ikach ish isha. It means kiddushin. It's mashma, lashon ishas. So Rashi says, umikra achrina nafka kidmefarish gemara. Bas anusaso is learned from a different pasuk entirely. So it's mavur in Rashi is that bito stam is bito me anusaso. That's not erbas isha uvita lo segala. It's a different pasuk in Gansin. Because Isha is a Lashon of Ishas, which is Mashma Kedushin. So Bas Ishto is a Bas Ayde Kedushin. Ayde, his Isha is Mekudeshes Lo. And Bito Stam is just Bas Anusaso with no Kedushin involved. The Mashmos, what you get from this Rashi, and you'll see it if you look inside in the Rambam, in the beginning of Isuri Bia and Perek Beis, but in specific in Halacha Zayin over there, it's clear that what Rashi is coming to say in the Rambam as well is that Arayos, Chalos Shem Arayos, Chalos Isra Arayos, is Taloi in Erison, in Kedushin. Meaning when a woman is Mikudeshes, when there's actually a Kedushin, actually in Erison, Arayos is Chal. But otherwise, you wouldn't have Arayos through the relationship. It's telling Kedushin. So I don't know how many people got to this, but there's a long Tosfos on Beis Mabez that goes over the Gimel and Aleph. So I think there's a period in my Tosfos after the period. It's like this, the last section of that Tosfos. So Tosfos asks an interesting question there on Gimel and Aleph. Again, the end of Beis Mabez. Tosfos asks, Ubas Ishto, Hecha Dinichan Salachupa Velo Nivla. Let's say you have Bas Ishto, in a case where you didn't actually have kiddushin, or I should say, you didn't actually have bia with the mother, but you were just machnes her l'chuppah. So she's your wife al yedei chuppah, and this is bas ishto. So in that case, what's the din? Is there a chiyuv? So the Ri says nir l'ri the chayev al bita. You're still chayev, and the Ri says afagav the eras isha vita lo segala ksiv. It sounds like segala means that there actually has to be a ma'isa bia tali bia. So Tosfos here say, Alma b'kedushin tal yamil. So really, it doesn't make sense. The ha lo mechayev al basa. It says, Alma b'kedushin tal yamil. Vein svar lo medevayu tal yamil. You can't say it's both. It's definitely b'kedushin. Now, just to be clear, we're reading the word kedushin here as nisuin for now. The word kedushin as nisuin for now. Because chuppah doesn't do kedushin. And the Ri is talking about chuppah doing nisuin. Nichnas al chuppah is talking about nisuin. We'll see soon why this is pretty clear that Tosfos probably meant this. So Tosfos say that if you have bas ishto hecha the nichnas l'chuppah, if there was nisuin, here with Nisun, Aidei Chuppa, and it's Bas Ishto, you'll have the regular Chiv, the Rises of Bas Ishto. Tos Yishan says the same thing and clearer. If you look in Tosan, Yivamas, and Dafsadi Zayin, they also say the exact same thing. They quote the Ri, and they have the Pasuk to back it up, which we'll come back to Belina there soon. So what it seems like, there's a little bit of Machlokas Rishonim over here. Again, that one word in Tosas is difficult, but it seems like there's a Machlokas Rishonim over here. According to Rashi and the Rambam, how do you create the Isser of Bas Ishto? Through Kiddushin. Isha is mashma ishus, which is kedushin, says Rashi. But for a Tosfos, the pshat is that you're mechil the iser bas ishto, not by way of kedushin, but by way of nisuin. For Tosfos, kedushin wouldn't be enough. You need nisuin. For Rashi and the Rambam, maybe you dafka need kedushin. You have to look into that also. The problem is that Tosfos have a source for this. If you keep reading in that Tosfos and you look at Daf Tzadi Zayin, Tosfos say, "Umi behed yibereish nosan ala anusa mefarish hashas time achrina da rayos she'er ksiv baho benisuin ika she'er ba'onsin lega she'er." So Tosfos say, you see very clearly, arayos are created by nisuin, because the Gemara in Daf Tzadi Zayin is going to tell us that there's a limit for this, that the limit of arayos being created by the relationship of the man and the woman is from the pasuk that says she'er. She'er only exists by nisuin, not by kedushin, and therefore it's enough in a Gemara from a pasuk that she'er, which is nisuin, is the mechayiv in arayos, is what makes the arayos come true, and that the Tosfos think that's a smoking gun. Tosfos think Rashi can't recover from that. The Achronim just assume that Rashi and Tosfos are arguing about Makoros over here. Meaning Rashi thinks the Makor is from Isha. Isha is Mashma Kedushin. Tosfos think the Makor is from She'er. She'er is Mashma Nisuin. But the harder question is, that's great, but Tosfos is from a Gemara that has that as the source. Rashi doesn't have, I don't know, did anyone look, is there another Chazal that has Isha? I don't know. Not, meaning I'm not asking condescending, I don't have the answer. Is there like a Taras Kainim somewhere? Or like, you know, I don't know. I just don't. Did the Ragachav dig up some Mishnah in Trumas that says that? I have no idea. But Rashi has a different source. It's not just that Rashi has a different source. It seems like he has his own source. Tosfos at least has a Gemara. So Tzarechi and how you could have such a Machlokas, but that's what we assume. There's Machlokas in the Psukim, in the Drashos, in the Makoros over here, which leads Rashi and the Rambam to assume that Me'ishus, Me'kidushin, you have Arayos, whereas Tosfos assume that's Me'she'er, which is Nisuin. The Bam Kasha and Tosfos is that the Mishnah in Kedushin and Daf Nun says as follows. The Mishnah in Kedushin and Daf Nun Ambeis, HaMekadesh Isha Ubita, someone who's Mekadesh, a woman and her daughter, O Isha Bachosa, okay, Ke'achas, at the same time, Einan Mekudashos. Why not? The Gemara says, because Kol She'einan Bezer Hazeb, Afilu Vasachas Einam. That if you can't be Mekadesh, you can't be Mekadesh in Isha and then her daughter, it wouldn't be Chal, because you already had a wife of the mother, you can't have a wife of the daughter now. So too, you can't do it b'vas achas at the same time. Yesh lion in terms of that you sowed, but that's what the Mishnah says. So for Rashi, it's very good. No, what happens when you're mekadesh and isha? Now her relatives become your arayos. Why? Because ishus, because it's tully in kedushin. So as mekadesh and isha, so her daughter is now bas ishto. That's gevaldik, right? For Rashi and the Rambam, everyone with me? That's easy. That's simple. But for Tosfos, it's very difficult. I'm mekadesh isha uvita zeh zeh basachas, whatever you want to say. But all it was kiddushin. It wasn't nichnas alachupa. It wasn't she'er. It wasn't nisuin. So why is she bas ishti? I don't have an isha. I don't have an isha of she'er. Arayos get caused by she'er. So Tosfos, you have a gemara and that's how design is beautiful. It says she'er talia milsa, but it's not she'er over here. So a mishnah and kiddushin. There's other gemaras as well that are problematic. Nazir elsewhere. It's a Mishnah in Kedushin. The Mishnah says, "Hamikadesh Isha Uvita." It's going to be a problem of Isha Uvito. Why? It's just Kedushin. It's not Nisuin. For Rashi and Rambam, very good. But for the Tosfos, it's very difficult. It's a Bam Kasha. So the Pisrei Tshuva in Eben Ezer in Siman Tes Vav, Sfkan Hey. He quotes the Shara Melech, who was very bothered by this kasha. And the Shara Melech tries to give some dachuk teretz for Tosfos. The Pisrei Tshuva doesn't like it. The Pisrei Tshuva basically instead says, no, Tosas never meant what we thought they meant. Tosas meant even Kiddushin is enough. Tosas meant even Kiddushin is enough. Even Nisuin is enough, but even Kiddushin is enough according to Tosas. Smuchim Lachach is the fact that Tosas do say, B'Kiddushin Talya Milsa. That's a pretty good diak. Tosas on Daf Gimel Malav do say, B'Kiddushin Talya Milsa. I don't know, it's difficult with Tosas on Tzadi Zayin. It's difficult with the end of Tosas that says it's Talin She'er. Because even if you want to say, I guess Tosas are saying a Chiddush that even without Kiddushin, She'er is enough. It's a little bit difficult in Tosas. But the Pesach Yeshuva does make that diuk that Tosas say Kiddushin, so they meant Kiddushin or Nisuin. They didn't mean Dafka Nisuin. So if you say it like that, then there's no Machlokas Rishonim here, really. Rashi, unless you think that Rashi and the Rambam need Kiddushin, without Kiddushin, Nisuin itself wouldn't work. Rashi and Tosas and the Rambam and everyone, they're all on the same page, that Kiddushin is enough to create Bas Ishto. That's what the Pesach Yeshuva suggests. Yeah, but I saw a very sharp answer, fundamental, lamdish answer from the Stipler. So in the second siman in the Sefer on Yevamos, so he says like this. He says, Taka Bam Kasha is very difficult. If Tosas hold that the whole din of Erva is Tali and She'er, is Tali and Nisuin, so then why is that a Makadish Isha Uvita is already not going to be Chal because you're being Makadish Arayos? Hare, she's not married to him yet. She's not the Nisuin. She's not been Nisuin yet, so she's not actually Bas Ishto. So why shouldn't there be Kiddushin on both of them? So he says a Yisod. He says, what is Kiddushin? What is Erisin? He says, the Pshat in Kiddushin, the Pshat in Erisin, is that it is the Hachana. It's the first step in the process of Nisuin. That's a din in its own right in terms of counting the mitzvos, etc. But he says, the first step in the process of Nisuin, which means a person's Mekadesh someone on the derech to being Nosei them, on the derech to marrying them B'chuppah. So says the Stipler like this. Regular case of a Kiddushin, since it's Nitan to Nisuin, the Kiddushin is Chal, and you'll do the Nisuin later. But if you could come up with a case where you could have a Kiddushin that could have been Chal in theory, but it can't possibly lead to a Nisuin, so then you can't have the Kiddushin be Chal, because a Kiddushin without a Nisuin is a zero. Kiddushin is 0.5, Nisuin is 0.5, together you have 1. Not sure why I didn't do 1 plus 1 and 2. But they're both, that's why, because they're halves. They're two halves, they're mashlim each other. So if you have a case where you could technically have Kiddushin, but it can't lead to Nisuin, then you can't have Kiddushin because you can't have Nisuin. One has to lead to the other. So it says the Stipler like this. Let's say you're Mekadesh Isha and then Vita. So you're Mekadesh Isha. She's just fiance. She's just Mekudeshes. She's not yet, there's no Nisuin. She's not She'er yet. So technically speaking, the Bas, her daughter, is not yet Bas Ishto, correct? According to Tosas? Okay, so can I be Mekadesher? She's not Bas Ishti, so can I be Mekadesher? And so it's like, well, no, you can't be Mekadesher. Why not? She's not Bas Ishti, I'm not married yet. Answer, because that's not a Kiddushin that could lead to Nisuin. Because when you're going to have the Nisuin with the first one, with the mother, you're no longer going to be able to make a Nisuin with the second one, with the daughter. So since the second Kiddushin can't become Nisuin, Mimela, the second Kiddushin, is not Chal. It's not that she's an erva of Bas Ishto Misha'as Kiddushin, Tosfos will tell you, but rather she can't have a Kiddushin because she's not Nitan L'Nisuin. Because since you were already Mekadesh the mother, which means you're on the Derech to Nisuin, that means the second that you're trying to Mekadesh her, you can't have Nisuin on both. So Mimela, it's Paka, the whole thing won't exist. So Mekadesh Isha Uvita, B'Zeach HaZeh, and therefore B'Bas Achas, won't be Chal for that reason. Harifas, no? That's what the Stipler says. So with that, Nicha Dibre Tosas. Tosas do assume that the Erva is Toloi, not like the Pesach Yeshuva tried to say, Dachuk Pshat. Tosas do assume that the Erva, the Shem Erva of Bas Ishto, is Toloi in Nisuin and not Kiddushin. However, they assume that in a case where the Kiddushin can't lead to Nisuin, you can't have a Kiddushin that's Sasri Ahadadi, and therefore Mekadesh Isha Ubita will be problematic, even according to Tosas. Understood or not understood? Yeah, but I think that's true, but you can't do them. Right, because B'zeh Achazeh, they wouldn't both work. Not because B'zeh Achazeh, each wouldn't work, because they wouldn't both work. Yeah, just go on again. I'll try to get a quick Ahara in here on the next Rashi's. So Rashi, so we hold that there's no mitzvah of Yibam. We hold there's no mitzvah of Yibam unless it's Achiv Min Ha'av, correct? Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtav. So Rashi gives us a drasha that Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtav, our parsha this week, that we learn Achva Achva from B'nai Yankiv. That by Yaakov there were Achim Min Ha'av, so too you only always have Yibam by Achim Min Ha'av, but not Ach Min Ha'ein. This is going to sound like a klutz kasha, but what about the following case? So Ach Min Ha'av, we have Yibam. Ach Min Ha'ein, you don't have Yibam, and therefore it's a rayos, correct? It's pater from Yibam. So what if you have the following case? Let's say you have a regular case of a person whose brother is the son of both his mother and his father. So does Yibam apply in that case? Don't answer the question. The answer is absolute yes. Of course it applies. He's Achiv Min Ha'av. But I don't understand. He's also Achiv Min Ha'ein. Achiv Min Ha'ein is one of the arayos. It's one of the tesvav of Nashim. So Achiv Min Ha'ein, his brother from his mother, should ruin the fact that he's also brother from the father. It should be limited to Achiv Min Ha'av. So again, it sounds like a klutz kasha. It can't be right. But what's the pshat? Why doesn't the erva of Achiv Min Ha'ein shter the heter, the hafka of Achiv Min Ha'av? So if you look in Rashi, I think Rashi, I don't know, Bavornis, I don't know what the right, I don't know if he had the kasha or just whatever he says accounts for it, but I think Rashi dealt with this. Achoso me imo, shenisiz la'achiv me aviv, umes, v'chein achos imo shenisa'a achiv me aviv, she'ein chiyav yibum, ela be'achiv min ha'av, there's no chiyav yibum unless it's achiv min ha'av, ki yeshu achim yachtav, achva achim be'ankiv, Malahalan min ha'av, afal pi she'ein min ha'aim. You hear that? Afal pi she'ein min ha'aim. What's Rashi intimating? What's Rashi telegraphing over here? Apparently Rashi's saying that the limud of achva achva, you have to know this for later sugyas. Apparently Rashi's saying the limud of achva achva from B'nai Yaakov, until now I presented it as achva achim b'Yaakov, meaning dafka achiv min ha'av has yibum, and therefore the heter. Masha'enkin achiv min ha'aim is going to be the arayos, like the Mishnah says. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says achva achva teaches us that achiv min ha'av is chayiv in yibum, even though he's not achiv min ha'aim. Mashma, that the drasha is not lima'it achiv min ha'aim. It's not to exclude a brother from the mother, but rather it's actually to include a brother who's only from the father. That's really what the limud is coming to do. You hear the diyuk? So if that's the case, then it comes out, is this true? It comes out the havamina then. The havamina that the drasha is addressing, according to Rashi, the havamina is that what? When we see a pasuk of Yibam, we think that you need a brother who's from the mother and the father. A full brother. Only a full brother has the mitzvah of Yibam. But if he's just Achiv min Ha'av, nah, there's not going to be mitzvah of Yibam. Comes Achva Achva and says, no, even if he's just a brother from the Av. Even if he's just a brother from the father. Okay, we also learn from there that it, to the exclusion of Achiv min Ha'aim, but that's not what the drush is coming to address. So is that true? Is there really such a Havmina? That it's Achiv min Ha'aim and min Ha'av? So the answer is yes, it's a Mufurish Gemara. The Gemara in Yid Zayin Amud Beis says, you have to read the Shach Tari to fully grasp it, but the Gemara says, because of Rahman Yachtav, is the, if the Pasuk only said, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtav, Hava Amina Demi Yachti Ba'aba Uve'ima, you would have thought that you need both Av and Aim to be a brother from the mother and the father. Baha Mehechi Tesi, Sal Kedak Rahmina Ho V'chidish Hu, you would have thought that since Yibam is such a Chidush, to come Ishtari Erev Agabe, you're allowing his sister-in-law, it's Arayis, it's Mamish, a big Chiddush, Ema Adem Yachli Ba'ava V'ima. Maybe you dafka need to be a real brother to have the mitzvah. Kamash Milan Nidrasha, that tells us that even Achiv Min Ha'av is enough. But the Gemara says the Havmina would have been that you would have needed both, because such a Givaldi Chiddush to have a mitzvah of Yibam, you would have needed both the father and the mother to be the parents. Why would that be a Havmina? So the Gemara says, because it's a Chiddush, you would have thought it has to be from both the father and the mother. So if you look in the Rashba, on Yud Zayin, but it's better off if you look in the Ritva, because the Ritva spells it out even more, but the Rashba is also Mekatzer, but he says the same thing. The Ramban is also has the same teretz. So they explain that since Yibum is Talui bikurva, meaning the Torah wants, this is related to the Ramban al Torah that we spoke about the first day. The Torah wants that the closest of kin be the one to be miyabim. So, in earlier times, the Ramban tells us the minhag, the inyan of yibam, malpisod, was even a father, even an uncle, even a cousin, as long as it's the closest of kin. Okay, so the Torah limited it to a brother. But once it's limiting it to a brother, so we would have thought, says the Ramban, says the Rashba, says the Ritva, we would have thought that only a really close brother, a brother who is a she'er, a brother who's related, who shares both the father and the mother. That's a real brother. If it's just a brother, mina'av, it's not a full relationship. That's the Havamina. Once you have a chiddush, the chiddush has to be that the most karov person is allowed to be miyabim, so taka, the most karov person, not a step down where it's only achiv min ha'av. Says the Gemara, kamash one, no, achva achim b'nei yankiv, that even if it's just achiv min ha'av, it's enough to be kurva to have the mitzvah of yibam. The other possibility could have said, which I thought was the Pashtus, and then I saw the Ramban has this as his other teretz, his first teretz, is that when you read the Gemara and it says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtav, when you see brothers, what do you think? Know, the Stam case is the father and the mother had a baby, and then they had another baby and they're brothers, right? That's the Stam case. Yeah, there are plenty of cases where there's a death or there's a divorce, there's remarriages, those do happen, but the Stam case of brothers is a brother from the father and the mother. So if we're just reading the Pasuk that the brothers will have to do Yibam and has to do Yibam, Ein Lecha Ba'al Chidusho, it's a big Chiddush to allow Yibam. So dafka achiv, who's both mina av and aim, because that's stam ach, would have been chayiv and yibam. But anyone who's ach mina av wouldn't have been chayiv. Comes the pasuk and says that everyone, even ach mina av, is chayiv and yibam. But it's a gvaldiga, the diag in Rashi, I think, is glot. The diag in Rashi is glot. Rashi is saying, afal pi, even though they're not fully brother and sister, als the mother, they're only brother and sister, als the father, even so, says the Gemara Drasha, you could have a mitzvah of Yibam, Achiv Mina'av. And that's what the Drasha is coming to tell us. Lerabos Achiv Mina'av, not Lemait Achiv Mina'im. And that answers our original Kasha. We were wondering, I don't understand, but if she's Achiv Mina'im, doesn't that ruin the Achiv Mina'av? Because Achiv Mina'im is Aser from the Drasha. No. The Havamin is you need both. Elamai, we allow you to just have one Achiv Mina'av. But Avada Avada, you could have Miyachti Be Abba Ve'ima. Avada Avada, you could have mother and father shared by the two brothers in order to have Yibam. Avada, that works. Rashi's just telling us this is Lerabos, even Achiv Mina'av. We don't have time for it, but it could be we'll come back, we'll come back to a different Mahalach in the Sugya, or I can be Mitzayin in Mar Makom. The Birchas Avram writes about the following Mar Makomos. What was Gishmak for me about the Birchas Avram was that he quotes this kasha that I was asking on the Mishnah. What doesn't Achiv Mina'im ruin the Achiv Mina'av if you have both? He quotes it from the Maitre Ilui. So it might have been a klutz kasha to you. I saw you. They didn't call him the Maitre Klutz. They called him the Maitre Ilui. So he had the same kasha that shouldn't Achiv Mina'av V'Aim been ruined by the fact that there's a tzad of aim in there. And he gives a different mahalach, not in Rashi, in the Rambam, which is very, very Gishmak, very Yisodistik, but we don't have time for it right now. But Lechaira and Rashi, that's a good pshat that we just suggested. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll see where we go next week with Yad Shmaya Bu Neder.